以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，时间1973年8月26日，地点英国伦敦。
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with this Krishna consciousness movement.
女士们、先生们，我非常感谢大家到这里。参与这一 Krishna 世界运动。
So, we have already some understanding about this movement.
你们已经对这运动有了一些了解。
Still, as you have kindly come here, I shall try to explain what is this movement.
但既然你们友好的来到这里，我要试着解释一下这运动是什么。
This movement means that to awaken the original consciousness of the living entity.
这运动是为了唤醒生物体的原本的知觉。
Living being or living entity, there are varieties, 8,400,000 varieties.
生物体有840万种。
There are 900,000 varieties in the water.
在水中有90万种。
And 2,000,000 varieties as trees and plants.
有200万种是树木和植物。
Jalajanam lakhani sthavara lakhavimsa. And then insects, reptiles,There are 1,100,000 varieties.
昆虫、爬虫有110万种。
Then there are 1,000,000 varieties of birds.
有100万种鸟类。
Pakshinam lasalakhaka. Then beast, 3,000,000.
而兽类有300万种。
3,000,000 varieties of.Animals, beasts, four-legged beasts.
有300万种动物，四条腿的兽类。
And then there are 400,000 forms of the human being.
然后是400,000种形体的人类。
Out of which the civilized men, they are taken into consideration.
在其中那些开化的人类才可以考虑。
All other varieties, they are in the lower grade of life.
所有其他的种类是在生命的低等形态。
They cannot understand Krishna consciousness.
他们不能理解 Krishna 知觉。
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
It is in the human form of body when the consciousness is developed.
在人形的世界中，知觉是发达的。
In the tree also there is consciousness.
在树木中也有知觉。
It is now scientifically proved.
这现在已经科学的证实了。
When you cut tree or take its leaves, it feels, and that is recorded in the machine.
当你切割树木或者取它的叶子，它能感觉到，在机器中记录下来了。
This machine was discovered by Sir Jagdish Chandra Bose, a great physicist.
这机器是由一个在加尔各答的伟大的物理学家 Jagdish Chandra Bose 先生所发明的。
In Calcutta. So everyone has got consciousness. There is no doubt about it.
每个人都有自觉，这点毫无疑问。
But the developed consciousness is found in the human being.
但在人类中有发达的知觉。
And the topmost development of consciousness is Krishna consciousness.
最高层的知觉是 Krishna 知觉。
Therefore, we are appealing to the people in general all over the world.
因此我们向全世界的广大人民 请求。
That now you have got developed consciousness, then the lower animals, birds, trees, beasts. Now you develop further, so that you can awaken your original consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness.
现在你有了比低等的动物、鸟类、树木、兽类更为发达的知觉，你要进一步的发展，以唤醒你的原始的原本的知觉 ，Krishna 知觉。
Then your life is successful.
那你的生命便成功了。
This is Krishna consciousness movement.
这是 Krishna 知觉运动。
You have got already consciousness.
你已经有知觉了。
Just like a child, a boy has got consciousness.
比如说一个孩子，他有知觉。
He is sent to school, colleges.
他被送到学校学院里面
he develops his consciousness.
他发展他的知觉
he can understand scientific truth.
他能理解科学的事实
and then he becomes a very big man, a successful man.
然后他成为一个大人物或一个成功的人
as there are such considerations in the material world, similarly, the development highest consciousness is spiritual consciousness.
正如在物质世界里有这么多考虑，同样的，知觉发展的最高程度是灵性的知觉。
That is called Krishna consciousness.
那被称为 Krishna 知觉。
The spiritual consciousness should be cultivated first of all understanding that we are all spiritual being. We are not this material body.
我们要培养灵性的知觉。第一点要理解的是，我们是灵性的存在，我们不是这个物质的躯体。
That we have to first of all understand.
这我们必须首先理解。
The material within this material body, there is the spirit soul.
在物质躯体中是灵魂。
And that spirit soul, out of ignorance.It is desiring material sense gratification.
而那个灵魂出于愚昧，他欲望物质的感官享受。
Therefore, he has to transmigrate into different types of bodies.
因此，他必须得转世到不同种类的躯体中。
And as soon as we accept one material body.It doesn't matter whether it is king's body or dog's body. It doesn't matter because the spirit soul has accepted this material body. He has to undergo the threefold miserable conditions of material existence.
一旦我们接受了一个物质的躯体，不管是国王的躯体或是狗的躯体，都一样，因为这个灵魂接受了物质的躯体。他必须得经历物质存在的三种苦难状况。
This is the problem.
这是问题所在。
Therefore, Krishna advises that matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukhadukkhada.
因此 ，Krishna 建议说 ，matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukhadukkhada.
Our material.Understanding of pains and pleasure on account of this body.
我们对于痛苦和快乐的物质理解是基于这个躯体。
When the body feels cold, we cover.
当这个躯体感到冷，我们穿上衣服。
When the body feels very warm, we uncover.
当这个躯体感到非常热，我们脱衣服。
The covering and uncovering is due to seasonal changes.
脱衣和穿衣是由于季节的更换。
Therefore, this material world means changing always. It is called Jagat.
因此，这个物质世界意味着总是在变换，它被称为 Jagat.
Jagat means always change.
Jagat 意思是总是变换。
On account of the material world's changing,We feel pains and pleasure on this material body.
基于这个物质世界的变化，我们感到物质躯体的痛苦和快乐。
Krishna advises, therefore.
因此 ，Krishna 建议说。
That matra sparshasya kaunteya sritusna sukhadukkhada. The material pains and pleasures, they are on account of this body.
物质的痛苦和快乐，他们是基于这个躯体。
But we are not this body.
但我们不是这个躯体。
We are spirit soul.
我们是灵魂。
Our main business is how to elevate the soul to its original position of eternity.
我们主要的任务是如何提升这个灵魂到它原本的永恒的地位。
That is our problem.
那是我们的问题。
These things are very nicely explained in the book known as Bhagavad Gita.
这些东西在一本被称为 Bhagavad Gita 的书中很好的解释了。
We are presenting this Bhagavad Gita as it is, and we hold our class also in this hall daily in the morning.
我们在呈现这本《薄伽梵歌原义》，我们每天早上也在这个厅里面上课。
So we invite all ladies and gentlemen to come here and try to understand Bhagavad Gita.
我们邀请所有的女生们、先生们到这里来，试着理解《Bhagavad Gita》。
We have got this opportunity of human form of life.
我们得到了这一人性躯体的生命的机会。
We can understand what I am, what you are.
我们能理解我是谁，你是谁。
We are not this body. We are spirit soul.
我们不是这个躯体，我们是灵魂。
As spirit soul, we are all eternal, blissful, and cognizant.
作为灵魂，我们都是永恒的、极乐的、察知的。
But on account of this material covering, we are suffering the material conditions threefold, kinds of miserable life.
但由于这个物质的覆盖，我们在承受三种苦难的。物质存在的状况。
It is very difficult, little, but this is the problem.
这有一点困难，但这是问题所在。
We have to understand this, otherwise we are missing the opportunity of this human life.
我们必须要理解这一点，要不然我们便错过了这人性生命的机会。
If we neglect, then we are just like animals.
如果我们忽视了这一点，我们就像动物一样。
The animals have no concern to understand this philosophy of life.
动物们从不关心去理解这一生命的哲学。
I am not this body, I am spirit soul.
即我不是这个躯体，我是灵魂。
I am encased.
我就像被关在了里面。
Somehow or other, I have to get out of this entanglement and be again reinstalled in my original consciousness and be happy.Having eternal life, blissful life, and full of knowledge.
以某种方式，我一定要摆脱这一纠缠，重新恢复我原本的知觉，变得快乐，过永恒的生活，极乐的生活，充满知识。
This is the problem.
这是问题所在。
But people have become so dull and restless that they do not even care to understand.This philosophy of life that I am not this body, I am spirit soul.
但人们变得这么愚笨，这么无赖，他们甚至不在乎去理解这一生命的哲学，即我不是这个躯体，我是灵魂。
Actually, even one's daily life, one can understand that he is different from this body.
事实上，即便从我们日常生活中，一个人能理解他是和这个躯体有区别的。
Just like every one of us, we had a child's body, a boy's body, a youth's body.
比如说我们中每个人，我们都有过孩子的躯体、婴儿的躯体、年轻人的躯体。
Now I am old man.
现在我是老人。
But I can remember that I had a body, a small body, baby's body.
但我记得我有过一个躯体，一个婴孩的躯体。
I remember personally.When I was 6 months old, I was lying down on my eldest sister's lap.
我自己能记得，当我6个月的时候，我躺在我的姐姐的膝盖上。
She was knitting.
她在织毛线。
I still remember.
我仍能记得。
So, then, I got another body, another body, another body. And according to development of body, I had different consciousness. Just like child's consciousness is different from the father's consciousness.
然后得到另一个躯体，另一个躯体，又另一个躯体，而基于躯体的发育，我得到不同的知觉，正如孩子的知觉是和父亲的知觉不一样的。
So we are actually getting different types of body every moment.
在事实上，我们在每一时刻都在得到不同种类的躯体。
And the consciousness is changed also according to the body.
而知觉也是根据躯体而更换。
This is a fact.
这是个事实。
But I remember that I had such and such body. I was doing such foolish things when I was a child.
但我记得我有过这样那样的躯体，当我孩子的时候，我干过那样的傻事。
And all these things I remember.
这些我都记得。
Therefore, I, the person, the soul, is existing, although the bodies are not existing.
因此我这个人这个灵魂是存在的虽然这些躯体不存在了
This is a fact
这是个事实
Those body my childhood body my boyhood body my youthful body they are no longer existing
那些躯体我的婴儿的躯体我的孩子的时候的躯体我年轻的时候的躯体他们不再存在了
It is a fact
这是事实
I've got now a different bodyBut I remember that I possess such and such bodies.
我现在有一个不同的躯体，但我记得我有过这样那样的躯体。
Therefore, the conclusion is that in spite of change of body, the spirit soul remains the same eternal.
因此结论是，虽然躯体的变化，灵魂永远是那样永恒的。
Similarly, when I shall change this body,I shall get another one.
同样的，当我改变这个躯体，我能得到另一个躯体。
Tha dehantaram prati. That is called transmigration of the soul.
Tha dehantaram prati. 这被称为灵魂的转世。
But unfortunately, there is no education on the spiritual knowledge in any school, college, although there are books.
但不幸的是，在任何学校、任何学院里面，都没有关于灵性知识的教育。虽然有这方面的书籍
they can read they can understand the constitution position of the soul but there is no arrangement
他们可以阅读他们可以理解灵魂的原本地位但是并没有安排的教育
perhaps this Krishna consciousness movement is the only institution which is teaching people that he is not this body his spirit soulHe's different from body and he's transmigrating from one body to another. Birth and death.
可能对于 Krishna 这运动是唯一的机构在教导人们他不是这个躯体他是灵魂他和躯体是不同的他在从一个躯体到另一个躯体转世生和死。
Actually, the spirit soul has no birth and death.
事实上灵魂是没有生和死的。
Na jayate imriyate vakadachi. The spirit soul is eternal.
灵魂是永恒的。
It does not take birth, or it dies.
它不出生也不死亡。
The body is changing.
躯体在改换。
The change of the body is known as birth and death.
躯体的改变被称为生和死。
We are eternal. Therefore, nobody wants to die, because he is eternal by constitution.
我们是永恒的，因此没有人想死，因为他原本的地位是永恒的。
He doesn't like to change.But he is forced to change by some power.
他不想要改变，但他被某种力量强迫要改变。
That is understanding. That I do not wish to die. What is that force that obliges me to accept death?
这种理解即，我并不想死。那种强迫我接受死亡的力量是什么？
I do not wish to become old man. But there is a power.Which is forcing me to accept old age.
我不想变老，但是有一种力量在强迫我接受老年。
This is the problem.
这是问题所在。
Unfortunately, we have given up the real problem of life.
不幸的是，我们放弃了这生命真正的问题。
We are very much embarrassed with the temporary existence of this body, say for some years, 50 years or 100 years.
我们非常被这具体的短暂存在而困扰，几年、五十年或一百年。
But as we are eternal, we are not taking care of the eternal soul, what is its need.
但虽然我们是永恒的，我们并没有照料着灵魂，看它需要是什么。
But when a person is developed, his spiritual consciousness automatically develops.
但当一个人发育了，他的灵性的知觉自动的发展了。
At that time, he is no more satisfied with the comforts of the material body.
在那个时候，他不再满足于这物质躯体的舒适。
In the Western country, that feeling is now very prominent.Because there are so many confused, frustrated young men who are known as hippies.
在西方国家，这种感觉现在非常显著，因为有许多困惑的、受挫的年轻人们，他们被称为嬉皮士。
They are not satisfied with the ways of life as their fathers and grandfathers are living.
他们不满足于他们的父辈和祖父辈的生活方式。
They are protesting rather.
他们相反而在抗议。
That means there is spiritual starvation.
这意味着那里是灵性的饥饿。
Therefore, we see also, as soon as some Swami or Yogi comes from India, they flock together.
因此我们也看到，一旦有 Swami 或者 Yogi 从印度来，他们一下子能召集很多人。
They go there to receive some message.Because the hankering is already there.
人们到那里去接受某些信息，因为这种渴求总是在那儿。
Athato Brahma Jignasa. Now, you should take advantage of this hankering and the movement Krishna consciousness.
现在你应该好好利用这种渴求以及对 Krishna 这种运动。
That is for your profit.
那是为了你的利益。
You want something spiritual, and here is the spiritual movement, Krishna consciousness.
你想要灵性的东西，而这里是灵性的运动 ，Krishna 这条运动。
Simply, you have to study this movement very carefully and with intelligence. Then you will understand that this is the thing we are hankering after.
你只需要非常仔细的运用智慧与学习这个运动。那你能够理解，这正是我们所渴望的。
This is position.
情况是
这样。So, we are opening centers all over the world.
我们在全世界开办中心。
In America, we have got about 50 centers, and in your Europe, we have got about half a dozen or more than dozen centers.
在美国，我们有50多中心，在你们欧洲，我们有。大约10多中心
，including France, Germany, Amsterdam, England, Ireland, Scotland，
包括法国、德国、阿姆斯特丹、英国、爱尔兰、苏格兰。
So, this is a new center opened by us.
这是我们所开办的一个新的中心。
This house has been very kindly given to us by George Harrison.
这个房子是由 George Harrison。非常友好的给予我们的。
He's a nice boy.
他是个好孩子。
He's taking to Krishna consciousness.
他采取了 Krishna 的知觉。
So, you have got good facilities now to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement.
你们现在有很好的便利来理解什么是这 Krishna 知觉运动。
So, we shall simply request you to take advantage of this center.
我们只是请求你们要利用这中心。
We are not charging anything.
我们并不收任何费用。
You haven't got to pay anything.
你什么都不用付。
If you come, in the morning and take part with us, we hold class.
你早上可以来参与我们，我们在这上课。
We are engaged 24 hours in this temple. But especially we hold class in the morning from 7 to 8 and other classes, Arathrik also, we perform 6 times Arathrik, Bho. We have got 24 hours engagement.
So
at any time, you can come.
We have
got books.
我们有书籍.
Our program is for publishing 60 books. Now, we have already published about 20 books, big books, 400 pages.
我们的计划是印刷60本书, 现在我们已经印刷了20本, 都是大厚书, 400页。
So if you understand, if you want to understand this movement through philosophy, science, and good logic, argument, we have got sufficient stock to convince you how this Krishna consciousness movement is important.
因此，如果你想通过哲学、科学和逻辑论断来理解这一运动，我们有足够的东西可以使你信服，所以Krishna式这运动是多么重要。
But suppose you are not interested in reading, or you cannot read, cannot understand philosophy, we have got a very simple method, chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
但假如说你对阅读没有兴趣，或者你不能阅读、不能理解哲学。 我们有非常简单的方法, 唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So either you become a scholar or you become an ordinary man, you can take advantage of this movement. And there is no need of qualifying yourself.
无论你是学者或你是普通人, 你都可以利用这运动。 并没有必要使你自己具备资格。
We don't say that first of all you qualify yourself, then come here.
我们并不说首先你得有资格，然后才能来。
No, any condition, even a child can take part.
不，在任何状况下，即便孩子也可以参加。
If you come here, you see, when Kirtan goes on, even small children, they also take part.
如果你到这里来，你会看到。 当进行 Kirtan 时候，即便小孩子们也参加。
It is so nice movement.
这是这么好的运动。
And by taking part in this movement, automatically you feel some ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy.
就通过参加这运动，自然的你能够感到狂喜，灵性的狂喜。
Then you begin to dance.
那你会开始跳舞。
We don't ask you to dance, but the chanter automatically.
我们并不邀请你跳舞，但是唱诵者自动的开始跳舞。
Dances. These are the spiritual significance of this movement, and anyone is invited.
这是这运动的灵性的重要性，每个人都受到欢迎邀请。
There is no restriction for any caste, creed, and color, because God is one.
并没有任何。 种族、信条和肤色的限制。
And everyone, according to our philosophy, every living entity, there are, as I have already explained, 8,400,000 different forms of living entities.
因为神是一个，而每一个人，按照我们的哲学，每一个生物体，我前面解释过了，有840万种不同形体的生物体。
Krishna, the Supreme Lord, said that I am the seed-giving father of all the living entities.
Krishna, 至尊主说, 我是一切生物体的播种的父亲。
So we have no discrimination between even man or animal. Animals are also accepted as the sons of the Supreme.
我们甚至也不在人和动物之间进行歧视。 动物们也被接受为神，至尊者的儿子。
But they are differently dressed.
但是他们穿了不同的衣服。
We are simply changing dress.
我们只是在改变衣服。
On account of changing dress, we think that we are dying and taking birth.
而由于服装的改变，我们认为我们在死亡和出生。
Bhāsāṁsi-jinnāni-jathābhihāya. Just this verse we are discussing this morning.
这个世界我们今天早上在讨论。
So, all living entities are sons of God, Krishna.
一切生物体都是 神 Krishna 的儿子。
Therefore, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they are called Pandita.
那些在 Krishna 自觉中进步的人，他们被称为 Pandita。
Darling,
有学识的人。
Pandita Samadarshina, a Pandit sees equally everyone.
一个 Pandit 平等的看待每个人。
Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavihastini Suni Cecha Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. That is Pandita.When we can see, that is actually spiritual existence.
那是 Pandita, 那是真正的灵性的存在。
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Natankati Samas Sarveshu Bhutesu Madhbhakti Lavate Para. A devotee acquires all these qualifications.
一个奉献者能获得所有这些品质。
He acquires first qualification, he understands that he is not this material body.But his spirit soul.
这项品质是他能理解他不是这个物质的躯体而是灵魂。
That is first understanding.
那是第一要理解。
Brahma Bhuta. And the symptoms of that condition of life, that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. Na sochati na kankhati.
而那种生命的迹象，即我不是这个物质的躯体，我是灵魂。
And in that position,For material gain and loss, he is not interested.
在那种状况中，他对物质的收益和损失并不感兴趣。
It is not that a Brahma Bhuta, a spiritually realized person, if he all of a sudden,
并不是说一个 Brahma Bhuta, 一个灵性上觉悟的人，如果他一下子
that we have got all of a sudden this nice house.
我们一下子得到了这栋漂亮的房子。
It is 220,000 pound worth.
这值22万英镑。
We do not expect to get such a nice house or such money.
我们并不期待能够得到这么好的房子或这样的钱。
But sometimes it comes, actually.
但事实上它有时候会来。
We are maintaining such 100 centers.
我们在维系成百座这样的中心。
But they have been given by the public. Krishna sends.
但他们是由公众给予的 ，Krishna 送来的。
So because we have got such nice house, not that we have got this house. Of course, we are very much pleased because we are now able to accommodate Krishna here, install the deity, and conduct the temple worship. That
并不是说由于我们有了这么好的房子，当然我们非常高兴我们能有条件。让 Krishna 住在这里，设立神像，进行寺庙崇拜。
Where you are happy.
这样我很快乐。
But not from material point of view. Now we have got nice house. No.
但并不是从物质的角度啊，现在我们有很好的房子。
We can lie down on the street.
不，我们可以躺在街上。
So na kankhati, but Krishna sends for the facility of our business.
因此 na kankhati, 但 Krishna 为了我们的任务。送来便利。
Krishna gives us all facilities. That's a fact.
Krishna 给予我们一切便利，那是事实。
Although we did not endeavor for constructing this house or so many other houses, but Krishna sends us money, Krishna sends us the means how to have nice house, how to accommodate the devotees nicely.How to have nice cars also, nice food, everything.
虽然我们并不自律于建筑这栋房子和其他的许多房子，但 Krishna 送给我们金钱， Krishna 送给我们方法如何获得好的房子，如何使奉献者们住得很好，如何有好的汽车、好的食物、一切。
There is no scarcity.
没有缺乏的问题。
Don't think that Krishna counts us people. We have no business. We are not professional men.
我们没有生意，我们不是职业人员。
Still, we are living better than any ordinary man.
但是我们仍旧比任何普通人都生活得更好。
That is Krishna's grace.
那是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Krishna says, Tesam satadu juktanam yogakshemam bahamaham. He knows, just like a father knows, the innocent child's needs.
Krishna 知道。正如一个父亲知道他的幼稚的孩子的需要。
A small child, innocent child, simply dependent on the father or mother.
一个小孩子，幼稚的孩子，只是依赖他的父亲或母亲。
The father and mother knows what this child requires now for his comfort. So father and mother supply.
父母能知道这孩子或者他的宿舍需要什么，而父母会提供。
See, if you depend on Krishna, because he is the supreme father, fully, then all your needs, he is already supplying you all the needs of your life.
如果你依靠 Krishna, 他是自尊的父亲，那么你所有的需要，事实上他已经在提供你所有的需要了。
Ekoj bahunam vidudhati kama, that is the distinction between God and ordinary being.
那是神和普通生物体的区别。
God is also a living being like you and me.
神也是像你我一样的生物体。
He is also a person, as you are person, I am person.
他也是个人，正如你是一个人，我是一个人。
But the difference is that one person is providing all the necessities of unlimited persons.
但区别在于，有一个人在为所有其他无穷的人提供一切的必需品。
And we unlimited persons, we are dependent on God.
而我们无穷的人，我们在依靠神。
This is our philosophy.
这是我们的哲学。
Another philosophy is that everything belongs to God.
另一点哲学是一切都属于神。
Nothing belongs to us.
没有东西属于我们。
That's a fact.
那是个事实。
Therefore, as sons of God, everyone has got the right to use father's property.
因此作为神的儿子，每个人都有权利使用父亲的财产。
But he should not take more than he needs.
但他不应该取多于他所需的。
That is our philosophy.
那是我们的哲学。
If one takes more than what he needs, then he becomes a criminal.
如果一个人取多于他所需的，那么他成为罪犯。
So similarly, we can live very comfortably on this planet because this planet belongs to God.
同样的，我们可以在这星球上生活得非常舒适，因为这星球属于神。
We should not designate ourselves as Englishman, as American, as Indian, as African, and fight amongst themselves.
我们不应该自称自己为英国人、美国人、印度人、非洲人，互相之间争斗。
We should always know that we are all sons of God.
我们总是应该知道，我们都是神的儿子。
The property is God's.
这财富是神的。
We can use whatever we need by the grace of God.
我们可以藉着神的恩赐使用我们所需的。
Supply is there. There is no question of scarcity.
供给在那里，没有缺乏的问题。
And thus save your time, be peaceful and chant Hare Krishna.
这样节省你的时间，过得平和，唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Is that food is only one need of the living being, that there are many other needs in today's society.
No, you have got only four needs.
翻译的说，那位客人说，食物只是生物体的一种需要，而当今的社会还有许多其他需要。帕帕说，不，你只有四种需要。
You want food, you want shelter, you want sense gratification, and you want defense.
你需要食物，你需要住处，你需要感官享受，你需要防卫。
That's all.
那是一切。
Ahara, nidra, bhaya, moksha. These needs are there even in the animals.
这些需要在动物那里也有。
They also eat, they also sleep, they have also sex life, and they also defend in their own way.
他们也吃。他们也睡，他们也过性生活，他们也以他们的方式进行防卫。
So you need these four things.
你需要这四样事情。
So you can arrange for these four things, but not extraordinary.
你可以为这四样事情进行安排，但不要过分。
People are increasing their needs artificially, therefore they are in trouble.
人们在人为地增加他们的需要，因此他们遇到了困难。
And as soon as there is accumulation of more things,
而一旦积累多于所需的东西
，If you accumulate more than your need, I also imitate to accumulate more than my need, there is competition.
如果你积累多于你所需的，我也会效仿；积累多于我所需的，那样有竞争。
That competition is going on.
那种竞争在进行的。
And that is the cause of war.
那是战争的原因。
Those who are aware of the history, the two big wars in Europe, were started by German people because they are very much envious of the English people.
那些懂得历史的人知道，你们欧洲的两次大战是由德国人发起的，因为他们非常嫉妒英国人。
The Germans, they could not do business throughout the whole British Empire.
那德国人们，他不能在整个英帝国中做生意。
We know Indians.
我们作为印度人知道这一点。
So they were very much envious of these British people, and therefore they started two big wars, world war.
他们非常嫉妒这些英国人，因此他们发动了两次大战，世界大战。
So if we collect more,
如果我们积累过多的，
now the British Empire is finished.
现在英帝国已经完蛋了。
So if we collect more, if we want to acquire more, then other becomes jealous.
如果我们积累过多的，如果你想要获得更多的，那么其他人会嫉妒。
And in this way, our jealousy increase, and that is the cause of war.
这样我们的嫉妒在增加，而那是战争的原因。
That is the cause of fight.
那是争斗的原因。
But if you are satisfied with your minimum or maximum means, nobody will be jealous.
但如果你满足于你最基本的所需，没有人会嫉妒。
Just like an elephant is eating, 40 kilos of foodstuff at a time.
比如说大象能一下子吃40公斤的食物。
We cannot eat even 1/4 kilo. But we are not envious of the elephant because we know he needs to eat so much.
我们连四分之一公斤都吃不了，但我们并不嫉妒大象，因为我们知道它需要吃那么多。
Neither the elephant is envious to us.
大象也不嫉妒我们。
So whatever you need, you can collect.You can eat.
但是无论你需要多少，你可以收集，你可以吃。
But don't take more.
但不要取更多的。
Then, according to the God's law, you become criminal.
那样的话，按照神的法律，你成为罪犯。
You are punishable.
你要受惩罚。
That is God's law.
那是神的法律。
You eat, I eat. It is a common pleasure.
你也吃，我也吃。这是一个普通的哲学。
So I must eat what I need, and you must eat what you need.
我必须吃我所需的，你必须吃你所需的。
That's not a very big philosophical problem.
这并不是一个很大的哲学问题。
Everyone knows what you eat.
每个人都知道你吃。
But don't eat more.
但不要吃更多的。
Suppose I can eat so much, and if I eat more, then I get indigestion.
假如说我能吃这么多。如果我吃更多的，那我会消化不良。
That is the punishment of the laws of nature.
那是自然的法律的惩罚。
I get dysentery.
我会得腹泻。
Then I have to starve for 3 days because I've eaten more.
那样我必须得饿上3天，因为我吃的过多。
So juktaharo viharasto jogo bhavati siddhita. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, if you want to be a yogi or spiritualist.You should not take more than what you can digest, what can be.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中说，如果你想成为 yogi 或灵性主义者，你不应该吃多于你所能消化、你所能吃的。
That's jukta. You can satisfy your hunger. But according to yogic principle or from health point of view,
你也可以满足你的饥饿，但要按照瑜伽的原则，或者说从。健康的角度出发。
Even if you can eat so much, you can understand that I can eat so much. You should not eat the whole thing.
即便你可以吃这么多，你能明白我能吃这么多，你也不应该整个都吃了。
You should eat half.
你应该吃一半。
And 1/4 you shall fill up.
而你胃部1/4，你应该填上水。
With water. And 1/4 you should leave vacant so that there may be ventilation, your digestion will be easily done.
还有四分之一应该空着，这样可以有通风，你可以很容易的消化。
This is Ayurvedic law.
这是阿育吠陀的法则。
Even if you think that you can eat so much, you should not voluntarily eat so much. You should eat half.
即便你认为你可以吃这么多，你也不应该主动的吃那么多，你应该吃一半。
And one fourth you should fill up with water, and one fourth you keep vacant for air ventilation.
有四分之一你应该装上水，还有四分之一应该空着，这样可以空气流通。
Then there will be no disease.
那样并不会有疾病。
It is hygienic principle.
这是卫生的原则。
And as soon as you eat more than what you can digest, you become disease.
一旦你吃多于你所能消化的，你便得病。
That means you are punished.
那意味着你受了惩罚。
Similarly, in every action, you can have your portion as you need, but don't take more.
同样的，在每一活动中，你都可以取你所需要的部分，但不要取更多的。
Then it is helpful to Krishna consciousness.
那样的话，对 Krishna 世界有帮助。
Jutta hara viharasta yoga bhavati siddhi.
The gentleman asks, how do we apply that internationally?
这位绅士问，我们怎么样国际性的运用那一点
？It is an international society we are picking up.Men of this mentality, not that the whole world will be followers.
这是个国际性的协会，我们挑选有这样心态的人，并不是说全世界会成为 追随者。
That we do not expect.
我们并不期待那样。
But there are men all over the world who like this movement.
但是在全世界都有人喜欢这一运动。
Therefore, we say international society.
因此我们说是国际协会。
And actually, it is happening.
事实上也是这样。
We are picking up our devotees from all parts of the world.
我们从世界各个地方都挑到奉献者。
So therefore it is international.
因此这是国际性的。
Hare Krishna.
结束。